Hello everyone, it's your friend Misdiagnosed. Is your voice cringy? I know mine is. Well, there's like one person I don't want to hear my voice. It's the person that hears my voice all day, every day, and that's my husband. I don't know why it embarrasses me to play back things in front of him, but it does. I'm not even going to edit this because I'm just going to raw dog it, y'all. This is me talking to you. So, well, a lot's been going on with me and my family. My mother and my mother-in-law both have been in the hospital, and my mother is now in the nursing home in rehab, and my mother-in-law is actually doing so much better than she was. She went through a lot. I won't go into detail, but the woman has been through hell and back, and she's actually making a fine recovery, and we're very, very, very happy for that, very thankful. Easter's coming up, and I'm always excited about Easter. I've got the kids some stuff, and I'm going to make them a nice basket. I always do that and do an Easter egg hunt at my grandmother's house. And we'll probably take them to the church that my grandmother goes to and do breakfast with the Easter bunny. I dread it a little bit, but to see my kids see the Easter bunny, somebody, you know, dressed up as the Easter bunny is awesome. They'll love that. I don't really know what to talk about this day, but I have so much to say, yet I don't know how to say it. So I think with my podcast, I'm just going to say things as I need to, whether it be a short piece or a long piece, what have you. I have to do this while I'm alone at home because, like I said, my voice is so cringy to myself. I don't want my husband or my kids hearing me record or watching me record because that's just too personal, you know. I don't care if they listen, but watching me do it, no. Gosh, I don't even know where to start catching up at. We haven't covered much here, but I've been using the name Misdiagnosed for a few years now, and to me, that means addiction, mental health. Being misdiagnosed, just going through it all. I cover it all. I've been there, done that, and I'm here for you. So, if you will, stay tuned. I'll get this down. And if you want to leave me a voice message, I think that option is here. I'll get back to you on that. And we can always discuss whatever my friends and family would like to talk about. Not my family, though. I don't see my family listening to this. And I'm probably not going to promote it much. This is more just an outlet for myself. I used to journal all the time as a teenager. And I had quite a bit of following. This was before social media was actually a thing. But I kind of gave up on that after I met Craig. I just didn't feel the need to journal anymore. My life took a major turn and for the better. And my last journal entry was actually just saying that I was happy now and I didn't need this anymore. But although I am still happy, I feel like I need this outlet. Long pause. Okay. So in all seriousness, thank you for listening. I will be posting more often. And if you will stay, subscribe or whatever that is you can do to my channel, I'd really appreciate it. Also, I have a Facebook. I know that is old and lame, but that's me, old and lame. You can follow me on Facebook as Misdiagnosed. And I will post there more what I'm doing with the podcast and stuff. And you can also visit my shop. I have an Etsy store that I adore. Oh, that rhymed. Okay. Hot mic. If you want to go to my Etsy store, the link is in the bio of my Facebook. Or you can go to misdiagnosed.com and you will see the link on my Instagram. All right, guys. I guess I'm going to wrap it up for now. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.